96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's 11 a.m. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry Green sitting in for Mr. Newry. Today, it is Friday the 17th of July, and today we have in an open line. I like what's in the headlines, but if people want to continue the conversation from the previous hour, tease, we can do as well. As we get the show started, Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. I see we got a caller on the line already. The numbers to call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. Text line is always powered by BTC. I'm extremely interested in how Andrus people fare in South Andrus in particular, the people them south of the Fresh Creek Bridge. There was a BPL notice yesterday that there was a undersea cable fault, and now south of Fresh Creek Bridge to Bering Point, they're dealing with what's potentially a short-term extended load-shedding situation. So people in Andrus, 242-300-5720, toll-free. People in Eleuthera, 242-300-5720, toll-free. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. And it's open line. Did you see that it's going around now, the accident on...
Okay, when did it take place? Did it happen in the night, or did it happen...
No, I mean, it just happened. It's still having issues with the thing.
Like today?
Yes, Mom, it just happened.
Oh, no. I'm picking up my phone now?
You didn't have potholes that caused that?
By the bridge? Which one? The new bridge or the old bridge?
The Lennepin. I don't know. I'm young, so I don't know which one is the new one or the old one. Over the basketball court to go over.
Okay. So, typically, there's no real potholes there, right? So, it can't be potholes. However, the way that the road lays, like the way that it's graded, if you are not paying attention and you're going at a very fast speed, you could lose control of your vehicle as you are passing the new bridge and passing what we know as Hammerheads.
Yeah, and this is like a 20-car collision. Like a big, crazy man type of truck. It hit about 27 cars. was a car by the toll, by the facing the opposite way. I don't even know how that happened. I wish I was telling the serious. I don't know how that happened.
All right, so I'm going to say to listeners, if you are at or near the scene, could you call in and report to us what you are seeing?
But yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I could tell you what I observe at that intersection. That's Church Street and Bay Street as you cross in the new bridge, the Sisydney Bridge, the bridge to go to PI. Thank you very much, caller. Here's what I observe, right? First things first, nobody's paying attention to the road signage. Now, I paused as I was saying it because the road, the paint, the lines in the road have not been replaced, right? Been put back. But here's the problem. Doesn't matter if they haven't been put yet or not. You, the driver, are supposed to know where you are required to stop in the road, right? So at both sides of that intersection, and we really talk in three sides because you got the Church Street side, then you got the Street side, and then you have the Dowdswell Street access back onto Bay Street. So here's what I've observed there. Virtually all of the cars, 75 to 80% of the cars ignore the road markings. So they don't stop where they're supposed to stop. In fact, there's a pedestrian crossing on Bay Street on the western side of the light before you cross for the bridge. There's a pedestrian crossing there. And from Dowdswell Street straight across, virtually all of the cars drive over pedestrian crossing, the space that's designated for pedestrians to cross the road. So people aren't stopping their cars where they're supposed to stop them. And more importantly, they're not stopping their cars when they're supposed to stop them. An unusually large, high number of people are running the red light, at that intersection. Okay. I got you. So I'm getting word possibly about what's happening in, wow. Okay. So I'm getting some images coming in. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So a listener is telling me that there are reports, right? That it is possible that a vehicle's brakes failed, which resulted. So this is at the toll booth on the PI side of the bridge. Oh, boy. Okay. I don't want to spend too much time getting a sense of what I am looking at. But, and I don't want to, diagnose. I don't want to speculate over what happened. But looking at these images, we could just talk about driving culture generally. Yeah, we could talk about driving culture generally. If you guys, we could get back to that after a break. I could get a chance to look at the images that I am looking at online. There was an accident. It took place on the PI side of the bridge. There's a large number of vehicles involved. We hope no life was lost and that bodily injury is minimal. And that everybody is able to walk away from this accident. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, more news on the accident, more headlines, more smart talk. We'll be right back.
call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Cap included and certain restrictions apply.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printize for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. Attention Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry, but I am sitting in today for him. Thank you for your patience with that break. So I've got an opportunity to look at the images and some video in the news. This incident took place earlier this morning, approximately after 9, before 10 a.m., it appears as if a large cement truck lost control of the vehicle as it was coming over the bridge. This has resulted in a multi-car accident. We're not quite certain of the details yet, but there is at least one extremely bad collision. And we once again, we pray that everyone can walk away from this incident. And I use the word incident versus accident. And I think it's reasonable to use the word incident versus accident because accidents don't just happen. Right? The vast majority of things we call accidents aren't incidents that could have been avoided with proper preparation or adherence to the rules or regulations. Now, I'm not ascribing blame in this specific situation. I'm not speaking to the vehicles involved in the incident that occurred on the bridge today. But I will say this. This sector of the country, the large commercial vehicle sector, it's a joke. That's a J-O-K-E, a joke, right? It is a joke. And let me tell you what I mean by that, because I'm being very serious here. First of all, how many large vehicles on the road do you see have plates, proper plates, installed in the proper place on the vehicle? Now, in this instance, many good actors will be painted with the same brush. We know that there are responsible actors out there, but there are far too many irresponsible out there, and there's far too little enforcement taking place. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hi, is Aaron taking calls this morning?
Yeah, we're taking calls. We on.
Oh, well, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you doing?
I was expecting the station to answer. I just had to call because what you are talking about, I work and I spend a lot of time on the road. So I see a lot. And I don't know how many times people have to call for the police to have some kind, or road traffic to have some kind of policing on our roads for the traffic violations. Mm-hmm. If we stop the little petty stuff, the big stuff tends to go away too, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
If they cop on a motorbike, they could hire somebody to sit at the entrance to Arawak Key. You know how many of them big commercial vehicles they could violate, that are violating every single day? You know how much money they could put in the treasury?
Yes, ma'am.
But to let's back it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How are these vehicles getting on the island?
Yeah. Like,
how is Customs and Immigration doing their job to make sure these are worthy to be on our roads?
Absolutely.
Because from what I have been told, a lot of these guys buy these vehicles from Florida cheap because Florida no longer allows them to be roadworthy.
Ah. Okay, so we need...
You do that investigation, and you will find that what I'm telling you is fact.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Condition of vehicles upon importation.
Absolutely. It's mind-blowing what you see coming out of Arawak Key. And I'm only talking about one small segment of this 20-white.
I know what you're saying, right? There are far too many vehicles without plates. There are far too many large commercial vehicles without working lights.
Absolutely.
And we've seen instance after instance of collisions at night with these large vehicles. They're parked on the side of the road. They don't even have reflectors.
Do you know that it's against the law to have a big pickup, one of those big dump trucks, whether it be sand, P-Rock, whatever, above the height of the truck, number one,
mm-hmm.
but it's supposed to be covered so that nothing flies out?
Yeah, absolutely. That is. Now, let me be fair. I know that we were told that the law was passed, but that doesn't necessarily mean that specific provision was included or that part was enacted. But yes,
okay.
The vehicles are supposed to be covered to prevent the debris from falling on the ground. And you're not supposed to be able to be on the road hauling debris or anything without it being covered.
I told you my work requires me to be on the road.
Yes, ma'am.
I was behind one of those big dumpsters going west one day, and I deliberately stayed two car lengths behind the truck, which might have been to my disadvantage, but it was carrying P-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It hit a pothole. P-Rocks came flying out.
Mm-hmm.
P-Rock hit my glass and instantly shattered it.
Yep.
While I'm driving.
And then imagine... You trying to get at least if you could get the license plate number.
There was no license plate to get. It was at my expense that I had to replace my windshield.
And guess what? If the vehicle is towing a trailer or towing any sort of thing, a plate is supposed to be attached to the trailer or the thing that they're towing so it is visible when it's moving. Go on.
The other thing about towing,
yes, ma'am,
is there's supposed to be electrical components that you're supposed to plug into that trailer so that when you put your indicator on, you cannot see the indicator because of the trailer,
mm-hmm,
but the trailer indicators are supposed to come on.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
None of that is ever adhered to. You look at all the jet skis with 6 feet jet skis. You have no idea where that vehicle is going to turn because there's no indication, mm-hmm, and you can't see because of the jet skis on the truck.
And then the driving culture. Apparently, and I'm going to say this with all confidence, apparently the big grown people in this town know. They know that the large commercial vehicle industry have they tell their staff, the law is, if they want to get killed, they can get killed. If one of your vehicle, if they want to die, they can die, which leads the less sensible driver thinking that they could do whatever they want. Some of these vehicles don't stop at red lights and stop signs. In fact, I want to tell y'all about the big 18-wheeler that just ran the red light yesterday. I mean, it just ran it. At, where were we? We were at Cumberland.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. They run on the wrong side of the road and cut you off. I'm surprised that no one's been killed at the top of Cumberland Street by Government House yet.
Yes, ma'am.
At Blue Hill Road.
And let me tell you, listen, I got another caller. Let me tell you exactly what happened yesterday, right? So the truck was on the Shirley Street, like I was on Blue Hill Road about to come down to Cumberland. The light turned red on the Shirley Street side, and the truck was the first vehicle at the line. So when their light turned red, there appears to be a pause where both the Blue Hill Road side and the Shirley Street side are both stopped, right? Why are they stopped? Well, they're stopped because there's now a third light at that intersection. But you wouldn't know that there's a third light at the intersection because the light is on the inside of Government House, right?
There you go.
The light is on the inside of the gate at Government House. So that truck didn't realize that there was a green light cycle going, but there was no vehicle moving through it. So the truck decided, since he didn't see anybody moving, that meant he could just run his red light. Right? That's exactly what happened. And the reason why I'm mad is because if I go and try and tell a police officer that, they're going to behave in a manner that can cause me to get locked up. Because I refuse to let stupid children look at me in my face and be disrespectful. So here's what else happens, right? When the people are leaving Government House from the Western Gate, okay, the Defense Force officer will lift the gate before the light turns green. So the car that's supposed to be waiting for the Government House light to turn green for them to exit is already on the other side of the light, does not know when they have a green light. And so they start moving whenever there's a gap, despite the fact that they could the Shirley Street green light or cutting
or
off
the
Blue Hill Road side.
I totally understand. But again, you know, traffic laws are common sense, you know. There's no rocket science to traffic laws.
I'm telling you.
We don't have any of those. And one would think that the Defense Force officer wouldn't raise the bar until the car can go legally.
Let me tell you something. I can't even get a job as a Defense Force officer. Ma'am, I got to go. I hot and I got more callers. I just realized
have a good day.
I may have too much sense to work in this country. Good morning, caller. Good morning. Oh, my bad. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
I'm good. I'm calming down. I'm good. How are you?
No, I'm wonderful. You're totally correct. I was the previous call, who told you about the incident on the bridge?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the lady made a smart point just now. That happened to me before. When you fall in a vehicle that doesn't have the cap over the P rock, how does insurance deal with that? Could you see that information off of me, please?
I can try and find out. Because if there's no plate on the vehicle and no identifying marks, then You should possibly be able to rely on CCTV footage to be able to track the vehicle to a place where you could get information about it. But I don't know if the CCTV camera's even on.
Yeah, but this, I have to pay for it myself. So how do you deal with being there?
Because I can't understand you. I need you to...
I have to pay for that myself.
Okay.
The company
wouldn't...
There's no... a police report for the accident. This is not an accident, man. Something fell off the truck.
Yeah.
And it flew into my vehicle.
I got you, but still what you do is you go and you make a police report. For the purpose, make a police report. Now, that's where the difficulty may come in. You may have a police officer and say, why are you here? Why are you wasting our time? They make you feel so uncomfortable about trying to do the right thing. Right? Because you're wasting their time. Ain't nothing going to come of this. I need it for my insurance, sir. Thank you very much, caller. Sharing that news with us this morning. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, how much time is it going to take, right? The people simply don't care. That boils down to everything. People simply, laws, what law? Let me show you about it in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
You realize when car dealerships import vehicles, I'm being dead serious with this right mm-hmm. now, right? That they might as well just tell the dealerships and the car makers don't put signal lights in the vehicles because they only take up space.
Cousin.
Of course, I don't use them.
Cousin, I don't. Thank you so much. I don't think we are aware of how important this is, right? Like, how am I supposed to avoid an accident if I don't know that you're trying to put my car, your car, where my car is or where my car will be? Right? Like, how are you supposed to drive safely if people don't use turn signals? Right? Y'all cannot imagine. Let me tell you why it's infuriating. Because the public road, first of all, it's how we communicate with each other. It's an indication of how healthy we are and how we communicate with each other. And 75% of the drivers on the road are actively not using turn signals. I crack a joke. I know that you're developmentally challenged. I know that you're going to do foolishness, but you don't pay me. You don't pay me for that. That's for me. That ain't for you. That's for my safety. You don't even know that you're developmentally challenged, right? Because I know I can watch your car and what you're doing, and I know what you're going to do next. We have very important people with very important jobs in this town, and they don't use state turn signals. And I don't know if you all understand the connection between that and the state of the country. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Thank you for your patience, callers. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Yes, come on. I'm calling. This is actually an open line as well, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes, ma'am. One of my concerns is, and then I get to talking about those stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, it's
but,
okay.
But I always watch movies, and I see all these different countries with all these landmarks and stuff like that, right? The historical places to visit and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a drive yesterday out in the west, right? And
mm-hmm.
I realized that, you know, the house that they made, 007,
yeah.
Did you know that they tore the whole stuff?
What?
I'm so serious. Like, this government, I mean, this, our people are so lost and have
mm-hmm.
no vision, no nothing. We don't value our culture. That was one of the most valuable buildings we have in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And they went there and tore it down.
Yeah. We don't have...
Now,
oh, okay. I was going to say, we don't have a collective national vision that everybody has bought into. You know, it's as if the direction that the country is going in, the majority of us, we have no right to decide that. We just have to live it.
Yeah, like they are intentionally erasing our culture, like piece by piece.
I don't know if it's intentional, but it is with a conscious disregard for the implications, right? Like, I won't build a house. I don't care about what you mean about culture. What you mean about history? I don't care. Is typically the attitude.
I almost got to cry when I see that. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Cause I,
but now...
Go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, no,
go
ahead. You go on, sir. You go on.
I meant to switch the topic, but I want you to finish.
I was going to say that, like, there is the sort of the historic past. We know that this is the house the James Bond movie was made in, but they wouldn't even hold space for the potential for others to benefit from that historic experience by creating new experiences around the moment. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you totally.
Yes, sir.
Now about the young lady and the big trucks. Like, I take kind of an offense to it in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one, big trucks don't be in much horrific accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I hear the lady talking about guys going to Florida and buying unroadworthy vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. Right? These fellas spend thousands and thousands of dollars on these vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, plenty of them, some of them, like you say, I admit, don't have proper lighting or this or that sometimes. But mm-hmm. then, like, you could go to the U.S. and you could buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I say anything, like, if your truck light goes out, you have, like, one or two shops that actually even supply parts for
mm-hmm.
trucks. Most everything we get, we have to buy from the U.S. to bring here. To maintain these vehicles. Besides that, talking about endangering the public. Most of these accidents and horrific accidents that have been occurring in the Bahamas is happening from young ladies killing young men in these small Japanese vehicles and doing a bunch of foolishness on this road. Not the big trucks only, because I drive a truck. And the truth is, sometimes I almost have to run off the road because a little note or a little march will come and play chicken with me.
Yeah. No regard for the right of way.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I just wanna defend the truckers because without trucks nothing'll move in this Bahamas. So it's a give and take kind of relationship. You understand? It's something like when you go to sea, bigger vessels have the right away. And when I say that, I'm not saying that selfishly, but it only makes sense because sometimes if you get the bigger vehicle all the way, then traffic continues to flow. Because
where
a small car, a big truck cannot.
No, I feel you. My thing is, right, okay, so here's what I'm saying. If the truck has the right away, I'm at the intersection, so the big truck is on the main road, right? And I'm at the intersection. It's my duty. My duty as the other driver is to properly assess the rate of speed that the driver is making to determine if I can pull out of this corner and maintain the rate of speed he's already moving at. And
yes,
and what I find generally, cars, especially the small cars, they will see you come in. And in many instances, they go run the stop sign to get in front of you.
Yeah.
And then they going to drop their speed because in their mind, well, I in front of you now. So you've got to drop to my speed without acknowledging that. No, you have to maintain the rate of speed that was on the road before the road. And if you cannot do that, stay in the corner.
Yeah.
So I get you. Go on.
And another thing is like, and trucks always look out for vehicles because we know if we hit yours, like you say, we all die.
Yeah.
Like with power comes responsibility.
Okay.
And I would hope for most of my fellow truckers, all of them drive with that type of adequacy and morals without in their daily travel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But even simply pulling or trying to turn on an intersection. Turn off of an intersection or off of a T-junction through a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the vehicle that's approaching the corner that you're going to turn through will come all the way up, when, as he knows, you need space
mm-hmm.
to pivot or turn into that corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I agree with you there. I see it all the time. They're bullies, right? And they're going to make it impossible for you to turn in. So the only thing you could do is let them turn out. I say the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
Because why would you do that to somebody? You know why you would do it to somebody? Because you do it to people in your real life. In your ordinary life, you walk through these spaces like a bully. Caller, thank you very much. I appreciate the balance that you've brought to the conversation. Like I said, some good drivers can get painted with the brush today, but we provide the space for the good drivers to get up and say, it ain't all of us like that, right? Absolutely. I really appreciate you this morning.
I appreciate you too as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the call.
No, thank you for the call. You're making so much sense, sir. Good morning. Let's go to the next caller, and then we're going to get some texts in. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, wonderful contributions by all of the people. I don't know, the gentleman called you and told you about the accident on the bridge.
Yeah.
So, you see, this is a compounding problem. I don't know, the gentleman made a very valuable contribution as related to big vehicles. We see them protruding out of the corners without stopping, you know, bullying and putting people's lives in danger, because when they make those type of moves, if you use a predictive driver, it forces you to then maybe make a swerve, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, I'm looking at the lady was talking about the lack of fines as related to these big vehicles should be scrutinized even more. Even with the amount of carbon monoxide, you know, you see they smoke, they also leak in fuel and hydraulics, et cetera, et cetera. And so what I notice is it's all about money, you know, because I've seen a lot of heavy-duty truckers. They know that their power steering isn't working or something is malfunctioning on the vehicle. Because of monetary gain, they would still put these vehicles on the road. And that's a problem. I see it over and over, Ms. Green. You will notice that the rear lights wouldn't be working for signaling and brakes light. They're allowed to get away with these things. I don't know if you have noticed it, but there seems to be a proportion. Let's look at some of the garbage trucks
now,
that are on the contract.
Hold on. Before you go there, because you're making a sound point, we're going to go right back there. One of the things the guys talked about was the difficulty in accessing parts, replacement parts and repair parts quickly, right? And so when you finish, I can talk more about that.
Yeah, but we need to hook them up with a shipping company. But I want you to do in the future, right?
Yeah.
Because Rasta called and talked about atrazine, and you know, I mentioned things like glyphosate and other synthetic chemicals that they call forever chemicals or persistent organic pollutants. So really and truly, a show on the human cost of capitalism, because they're lying just left, right, and center, and then the sustainable development goals are saying better health and this and that. But how could you do that when we're not giving the truth about anything, Ms. Green? We have to bring a level of consciousness. Who is defending the poor? This is all, I just don't get it with educated people. We got to do better than this. You see, you remember me before you even worked at Guardian. You know I was calling for a scientific journalist, an ombudsman, right? You know the reason for that, right?
Yeah, tell me.
To enlighten the public, because we're being duped. Out of our health, give thanks.
Blessings. Understood, 52. Understood. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry we lost you, caller. I really do appreciate you calling. Let's go to the text line. Insurance companies are mandated to cover windshield damages, even if you can't find the fault. Okay. So listen, call your insurance agent right now and tell them I'd like to come in so that you could advise me on the policy. Right, the part of the policy that deals specifically with windshield damage. At the same time, even if you can't get any descriptors from the other vehicle involved, make a police report. Make a police report. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, more texts, more texts, more texts. We'll be right back.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust, it's winning is a
must. Don't play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Tech says, yes, Aaron happened on the bridge. Hi, Aaron. The caller was saying there are multiple accidents on the bridge into the toll section, causing a backup and multiple accidents. Tech said the truck should have had an emergency brake available. Tech says we might as well call them intentionals, not just incidents, intentionals. I could be honest with you, if you're driving with your cell phone in your hand, if you, one guy, he had it in front of his face like he's watching a movie, like he forgot his reading glasses, then yes, it's an intentional. If you run in the red light in the face of somebody who has the green light, and you challenge them to hit their car if they keep going on their green light, that's an intentional. That's not an accident. You need to tell your grandpa that. You got to tell him that. Absolutely correct. This incident on the bridge is a drip in the bucket. Jitneys and big trucks at whatever buck up goes, practice until many more fatalities brings the craziness to more attention. But we will say that there are... I'm going to say, I think there are more good drivers, big truck drivers, than there are bad truck drivers. But I think there's a space in there where there's a recklessness, right? Where there's a recklessness. And this is what it is that a lot of people, when they're driving a commercial vehicle, they forget that they're not in their own personal car. They're in a commercial vehicle. I see the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hey, Aaron, you can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Aaron, when it comes to this, like the truck driver was talking about, right? He mm-hmm. made some really good points, right?
Yeah.
And I agree with a lot of them. But what I just see on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just see a lot of the big, not a lot, sorry. You see, not everybody, but you see a lot of truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They moving faster than someone else on the road. And mm-hmm. you know those little parcels that's been moving fast, right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine a truck moving as fast as a car and expecting to stop the same way a car would,
mm-hmm.
right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And most of them would drive that fast. They have this muffler would go, like mm-hmm. they are kids, right? And
yeah.
they just need to hear this outrageous blah 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 blah, bring it up, blah blah, right?
Yeah,
that's how the muffler sound.
Yeah,
right. So and they have to always be going a certain speed in order to get that sound from that muffler.
Ah, okay.
Right? So I try to figure. I say, man, these got to be children driving these cars, these trucks, because you have to know that you cannot stop like a parcel.
Yeah,
you can't.
It's spatial awareness. You forget you're not in your personal car. You forget you're in an 18-wheeler.
And some of them just have, all of them now, because you have some really caring,
conscientious. You got some good driver, man.
Yes, with conscious of the vehicle, what they are driving. They
yeah.
know the danger of the vehicle, what they are driving. But then on the other flip side, you have some young fellas on the road. They just drive these vehicles as if they are fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
And something needs to be done with that, because you know, while they don't have they are not involved in a lot of catastrophic incidents
mm-hmm.
like small cars are, right?
Yeah,
we don't need the damage potentially one truck could cause on the street is far more than a car could cause on the street due
mm-hmm.
to speed.
Yeah, yep.
You know,
I feel you. I feel you. We need the good drivers. We need the good drivers to pull the bad drivers and the not so good drivers in line. That's what we need. We need the good drivers and the good companies to say, look, you work for me, you can get a more than decent salary, but your driving record better be excellent. You better be honest and you better practice integrity. Okay, let's go to the phone line quickly and get to the text before the show ends. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Aaron, I got a real touchy one. The sore one for me now. And this one here showed a real evolution of where we are with Bahamian road education or however.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, there's a phenomenon happening where something to cross the light with the light on green, Aaron.
You mean Aaron, the walkers, the pedestrians?
Walking into the middle of the road, flagging down traffic and telling people whose light is on green to stop for them to cross the road. Something is wrong.
They pumping something in the air in town. Because the tourists...
This confirms to me, Aaron, that the challenges we have on the road are not just physical in terms of people who are in vehicles. Because the people who ain't driving don't know how to use the road. Imagine if they get a car.
Yes, listen, it's a lack of spatial awareness and it's an extreme disregard for the rules, right? Because the rules keep us all safe. That's it. The rules keep us safe and it's a complete disregard for the rules. I was going through town today, but I ain't going no more, right? When I hit Bay Street at East Street, I guarantee you, the tourists and the Bahamians, they're going to walk across East Street, but they're never going to look at the light to see whether East Street has a green light.
Knowing they can't do that from Florida to New York, straight to Alaska and California, come back around. No, they cannot
listen,
do that.
Listen, I got to go. I got another caller, and I got 13 texts I have to read.
Aaron, please.
I got you.
You got to do something.
Absolutely. Caller, you get 30 seconds because this is the 12 o'clock hour. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Green, I think that loud noise in the truck, I think that's the braking system. That's the braking system.
I got you. Yeah, air brakes.
The thing I have to do is talking about capitalism, Ms. Green. We honestly need to look into the effects of capitalism on society, right? And if capitalism is the best system for us, then we have to take the conversation deeper in terms of, like, what we want as a people and what's in our best interest. And when I was talking about the water fountain in the schools, right, and you were saying what I could do, right, anyone who has a child, in a school, in a government
should
school,
take this
they
up.
Still have a functioning water faucet. Mm-hmm. They should pay attention to that. They should raise that issue at PTA meetings, and they should take it deep, and they should try to make sure.
I got you.
That when their child go to school, their child is drinking clean water.
I got to go.
But there's no sense. There's no sense of sanity to be well adjusted to a sick society, Ms. Grant. You have a good day.
Blessings. Thank you very much for that. The text says there's an increasing trend of people, mostly women, recording videos to post on social media while driving their vehicles with no seatbelt on and a cell phone in their hand while the car's rolling. And you're recording yourself breaking the law. On the other side, these passos need to understand the big trucks can't stop the same way as well. You are absolutely right. Spatial awareness is key. Aaron, hats off to you. I'm going to say thank you to Cecil for giving me this time. It is their ego. They use Jake brakes constantly to show off. As air brakes. I really wish drivers would stop of angling their cars when they want to make a turn. Or they forcing their way out. See, when I was young, there's a thing that the young boy them would say to you when they were pestering you, trying to get you to give in to their desires, right? They'd say it over and over and over, just let me, just let me. Y'all drive the same way. Consent and the right of way. If they're not given, you can't take them. Okay? Yeah, they drive bad. They're bullies. They're bullies. That's what they're doing. You guys have a great day. It's news time. I gotta go. See you on Monday.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.